It's just gone 7:30 in the morning. The sun just about beginning to rise over Reigate. You can still see the moon in the sky. It's a cold, frosty morning, and we're stood on Whitehall Lane, where a bus has just arrived to take around 50 of the Sparks fans making the trip to Tranmere today for what is undoubtedly the biggest day out in the club's history. Morning. Pete, you're a South Park fan of many years, and you've actually got a long family link with the club.
Yeah, my father-in-law was the chairman there many years ago, through the war years and whatever. Obviously, my father's played there, and my son's played there, and hopefully my grandson soon.
In the 30 years you've been following the club, just where does this rank today?
Oh, this has got to be the best, highest game we're ever going to play, or have played. I've watched the boys come through from the junior session, you know, 8 or 9 years old, and now watching them playing at what is for us Wembley, I guess. It's like, you know, yeah, it's brilliant.
I'm Paul Westwood from Reigate.
So we've arrived, a 5-hour journey, but it's going to be worth it, isn't it?
I think so. It'd be a longer journey going back if we lose, but I'm confident. And this is grassroots football at its best. Even in the last 6 years, there wasn't even floodlights, there wasn't even a changing room. So this club have come a long, long way.
Yeah. For those that aren't quite familiar with the Ryman Divisions and South Park FC, sell it to us. What is South Park FC all about?
It's about community football. Typically, they have a home gate of about maybe 85, 100 people. But South Park, none of these players are paid. They are playing for the love of the game, playing for the community spirit, and that's what it's about.
Jan Hall.
Sue Harvey.
Glynis Brewer.
Great day out. They're all about local football, bringing youngsters on right the way through to get to reach their highest level that they can.
And the question is, can they do it?
We hope so, yes, positively.
Yes,
we
yes.
Never say
yes,
never.
We definitely can.
Well, here we go.
Come the teams. Here comes a corner for Tranmere Rovers, whipped in. It's deep, it's all the way in, and Tranmere have taken the lead after just 12 minutes. And up steps Jeff Hughes to convert the penalty. This is another chance now for Kirby to absolutely finish the tie, which he does. And it looks as though the dream is over for South Park. And with just over 15 minutes of the game remaining here, a chance for South Park to get a goal back, a goal they surely deserve because it's a free kick on the edge of the area. It's an absolutely brilliant free kick from that man. Captain, top scorer, Kieran Lavery scores an absolute wonder goal here at Prenton Park, and he runs the entire length of the pitch to celebrate with the travelling South Park fans. Kieran, just describe that moment for us.
I don't think I've had any better moments, and I don't think I have many better moments. It's just a shame it was at a 3-0 rather than 1-0, but the fans are quality today.
Well, there goes the full-time whistle. The final score here, Tranmere Rovers 4, South Park 1. The FA Trophy dream is over for the part-time side from Reigate, but they certainly haven't disgraced themselves here. So it's just gone 10 p.m. and we've finally arrived back in Reigate after the long coach journey home. For the South Park fans, not quite the dream upset they were hoping for, but Pete, South Park fan of many years, we spoke right at the beginning of the day. It's been worth it.
Yeah, it's been a great, great day, yeah. We thoroughly enjoyed it. Brilliant day. Everybody on our coach coming back thoroughly enjoyed it. Well, they were all asleep, weren't they, on the way home? Yeah, had a brilliant day all round.